We shall now start with study 3.
好，现在我们要看第三讲。
Because we started half an hour earlier, we shall end half an hour earlier still.
因为我们早了半小时开始啊，我们就
So we shall end at 9 o'clock.
那我们就九点的时候结束。
Now we go into the very presence of God.
现在呢，我们来到神的面前了。
We go into the Holy of Holies.
我们来到至圣所。
We have dealt with study one ministries in the outer court.
啊，我们先看过啊，在院子里面的侍奉。
Just now, ministries in the holy place.
啊，刚刚我们又看过在圣所里的侍奉。
Now we come on to ministries in the Holy of Holies.
那现在我们来看啊，在至圣所里面的侍奉。
We shall cover the veil in the tabernacle.
我们会讲到啊，分隔圣所跟至圣所的幔子。
We shall cover the furniture in the Holy of Holies.
我们也会讲到在至圣所里面的这个物件。
We shall cover the, if we have time, the ministries in the outer court and in the holiest.
如果我们时间够的话呢，我们会再看到。啊，这个祭司啊，他们在啊院子里面啊，跟在啊至圣所里面啊所做的侍奉。
Right, let's start the veil in the tabernacle. This is very interesting.
啊，我们首先来看啊这个幔子。
Now the veil in the tabernacle would be that curtain that separated the holy place from the holy of holies.
这个幔子呢，就是用来分割圣所跟至圣所的。
The veil separating the holy of holies from the holy place.
这个幔子呢，就是把圣所跟至圣所隔开。
Right. The veil in the tabernacle.
啊，这个。幔子
，What is its main function？
它主要的功能是什么呢
？As we read in chapter 26, verse 33，
我们看出埃及记啊，二十六章啊，三十三节。
Thou shalt hang up the veil under the glass. Thou mayest bring in hither within the veil the ark of the testimony, and the veil shall divide unto you between the holy place and the most holy.
要使幔子啊垂在钩子下，把法柜抬进幔子内啊。这幔子要将圣所和至圣所隔开。
All right, let us read the commentary, not mine, the divine commentary on this veil and its function in Hebrews chapter 9, verses 6-9.
啊，我们看一下在啊希伯来书啊第九章的第六到第九节呢，就做了一个解释。
The writer to the Hebrews, referring to the veil in the tabernacle, had this to say.
在希伯来书的作者他讲到这个幔子的时候呢，他怎么说
？It says that the priest in the time of the first tabernacle that we are studying now, they in accomplishing the service of God, could not go into the second that will be the holy of holies.
这里讲到。祭司啊，他们在头一层帐幕，就是啊这个圣所里面啊，他们有各样的侍奉，但是呢，他们并不能够进去到啊帐幕的后面，就是至圣所去。
Except the high priest would go into the holy of holies once a year.
只有大祭司啊。一年只有一次能够进入至圣所。
On the day of the atonement，
啊，就是在赎罪日那一天。
Now many people seem to say that the high priest could enter the holy of holies only once a year。
啊，很多人认为说，啊，大祭司每年只能够进到至圣所一次。
I don't think that's very correct。
啊，其实那不是非常正确的。
It should be。The high priest could enter the holy of holies one day a year.
正确一点应该说啊，大祭司呢一年只有一天可以进入至圣所。
Because one day was the day of atonement.
那一天是赎罪日。
And he went in about three times.
那一天他其实进入至圣所呢，有三次大概。
He went in to make atonement for himself so that he would qualify to make atonement for the rest.
他进去第一次呢，其实是为他自己赎罪。
Then it says there he would go in for to make atonement for the errors of the people.
然后呢，他再进去呢，为其他的人赎罪
，for the nation of Israel，
为全国以色列国来赎罪。
Now please note this, the function of the veil.
那现在我们就来思考一下这个幔子的功能。
Why could not the high priest go into the holy of holies anytime he liked？
为什么大祭司不能够想进去就进去呢？
The Holy Spirit signifying or explaining, not me.
在这里，圣灵呢，给我们做解释。
That the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest while the first tabernacle was yet standing. Verse 8.
第八节这边说，圣灵用此指明头一层帐幕仍存在的时候，进入至圣所的路还未显明。
This was a figure, a type. That's the idea. This was a type of the time when then present, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices that could not make him that did the service perfect as pertaining to the conscience.
第九节，那头一层帐幕做现今的一个表样，所献的礼物和祭物。 就良心说都不能够叫礼拜的人得以完全。
So the high priest was not allowed to go into the holy of holies anytime he liked.
所以大祭司他不能够想进去就进去。
Signifying the Holy Spirit, signifying that at that time no one could have access into God's presence.
就表征呢，在那一个时候，没有一个人呢能够来到神的面前。
So the veil would always prevent the high priest representing the people to enter into the holy of holies.
所以那个幔子，它其实就是挡住了这个大祭司，大祭司其实是代表这些人，来到神的面前。Right,
again, it's very interesting to see how the veil or curtain was hung up.
那我们可以看到，再来思想。 这个幔子是怎么挂起来的呢？
Let's go back to Exodus chapter 26 in verse 32.
我们回到出埃及记26章，看32节。
Thou shalt hang it upon four pillars of acacia wood overlaid with gold. Their hooks shall be of gold upon the four sockets of silver.
要把幔子挂在四根包金的皂荚木的柱子上，然后柱子上有金钩。 柱子安在四个带卯的银座上。
Let's revise.
我们修正一下。
The gate of the outer court, how many pillars?
这个外面的院子的外门有几个柱子呢？
Four.
四个。
Right.
对的。
The door of the tent, how many pillars?
那刚才讲到圣所的门有几根柱子呢？
Five. The third entrance, the veil, how many pillars?
那等到这个幔子现在有几个柱子呢？
How many? Four.
又是四个。
Why?
为什么呢？
Just now we learned there were four to represent the Lord Jesus Christ to the outside world of his attributes as king, as man, as a servant, as
God. 这院子的门呢，这四根柱子表彰呢，耶稣基督，他是君王，是仆人，是人子，以及他是神。
Then the door of the tent that leads into the holy place where is the service, one more book extra. And that is the book of?
圣所的话呢，五根柱子，表彰的是四个福音书，然后还多一个福音书。
What book?
是什么书？
Acts. Because of service.
因为讲的是侍奉。
Why now the veil that leads to the Holy of Holies back to four pillars?
为什么进到至圣所的时候柱子又变成四根了呢？
Why?
为什么呢？
The fifth pillar in the holy place speaks of
那第五根柱子在圣所的第五根柱子，刚才我们讲说它是表彰什么呢？
Of what? Service.
侍奉。
Now why only four?
那现在为什么
fifth one?
又变成四个了呢？为什么拿掉了呢？
Because when you go into the presence of God, the Holy of Holies, or as I said,In Hebrews 9 just now, the three, okay, let's start all over again. The three compartments, the outer court, the holy place, and the holy of holies.
那我们知道圣所分成三大部分，有院子，有帐幕分成三大部分，有院子，有圣所，有至圣所。
The outer court,
外院。
Where it does it, what or where does it represent?
那这个院子里面它所代表的是什么呢？
Where? Outer court.
院子。
The earth.
代表的是地。
The holy place.
圣所呢？
The heavens.
代表是天。
The holy of holies.
至圣所呢？
The third heaven.
第三层的天。
So.When you go through the veil,
当你通过这个幔子呢
，into the holy of holies,
来到至圣所的时候
，where are you?
你是到哪里了
？Where are you?
你在哪里
？Heaven. Yes, you are. Look, Mr. Brother Liu's mother is going forward, looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it.
你是到天堂了。
So, will there be service up there?
那里还有什么侍奉吗
？Up there is all worship.
在那里我们只有敬拜
，praise and worship.
敬拜跟赞美了。
So if you do not know how to worship now, please learn because you are going to spend eternity worshiping.
如果不知道怎么样的敬拜神、赞美神的话，你一定要现在就学好因为在将来是在永恒里面都要敬拜跟赞美。
You think again of the four.Basic attributes of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要再次来回想耶稣的这四个方面。
Four pillars.
四个柱子。
At what? The four pillars are overlaid in gold.
那这四个柱子呢，都是包上黄金。
Same with the other five pillars.
跟圣所的五根柱子是一样
standing on silver sockets
然后站在银的座子里面
the other five
另外五个呢
silver sockets
也是银的座子
so we go into heaven redeemed by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ
所以我们是这个银的座子表彰耶稣的救赎。
Now please look at the veil. It is made of fine linen with cherubim woven into blue, purple, scarlet materials again.
那这个幔子呢也是用细麻布织的上面绣用蓝色紫色、朱红色线呢绣上基路伯。
Alright, I have talked about what all these materials symbolize, so I will just skip.
前面我们已经讲过这一些材料跟颜色的意义。
Right.That is all turned to Matthew 27:50 and 51.
那这个幔子呢也在马太福音27章的50节51节讲到。
The tabernacle was in the wilderness.
这个帐幕本身呢是当他们在旷野的时候设立的。
When children of Israel went to occupy the Holy Land,King David wanted to build a temple for God to dwell in.
当他们已经在这个应许之地安定下来的时候呢，大卫王想要建造圣殿。
But God said he was a man of war. He won't allow David to build a temple.
那但是耶和华神说啊，大卫是一个征战的人啊，他不要他来建圣殿。
So King Solomon built the temple.
啊，所以由他的儿子所罗门来建造圣殿。
Later it was destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar.
但是后来呢，被尼布甲尼撒王所毁灭。
Then Nehemiah came back to Jerusalem to restore the temple.
当尼希米啊，他回返回来的时候呢，啊，他又来啊，这个重建这个圣殿。
After that, in the time of the Lord Jesus Christ, King Herod tried to renovate a temple that he built earlier.
耶稣基督那个时代的时候呢，希律王啊，他又在新建圣殿。
That temple had no glory of God.
在那个圣殿里面呢，其实并没有神的荣耀。
It took nearly 100 over years to renovate the temple.
他其实希律王前前后后啊，这些一百年的时间来建这个殿。
It was this temple, Herod's temple, at the time of Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣的时候呢，其实那个时候的圣殿是希律建的圣殿。
At the end of the life of Jesus Christ, he went to the cross, Calvary.
当啊耶稣啊在这个在他世上的时候结束的时候呢，他啊钉在十字架上。
He was crucified on the cross.
他在十字架上钉死。
Now Matthew 27,
我们看马太二十七章地方
，we read a very interesting account.
啊，五十节跟五十一节。
Matthew 27:50-51.
啊，马太二十七章的五十五十一节。
Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the spirit.
耶稣大声喊叫，气就断了。
51. And behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake and so on.
忽然啊，殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半，地也震动。
When the Lord Jesus Christ was on the cross, he uttered seven utterances.
啊，当耶稣在十字架子的时候，啊，他讲了七句话。
The last two was, "It is finished."
啊，他最后讲的两句话，一句是啊，成了。
The last one, "Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit."
那他讲的最后一句话就是说，父啊，啊，我把我的灵魂交在你的手中。
Verse 50, he bowed his head and he died.
在这个五十节这个地方讲到啊，耶稣就头低下来啊，他就断气了。
The last two utterances were made quite close to each other.
啊，最后的两句话是接连啊说的。
It is finished.
成了。
He bowed his head and he committed his spirit back to the Father.
他头垂下来了，他将他的灵魂交在父的手中。
At that very moment, the veil in the temple split in two.
就在那个时刻呢，圣殿里的这个幔子啊，分隔圣所跟至圣所这个幔子呢，就裂成两半。
Now it's a miracle.
这是一个神迹。
Why was the veil in the temple suddenly split in two?
为什么突然啊，殿里的幔子啊就裂成两半呢
？The veil was torn into two parts.
这个幔子呢就啊撕裂了，成了两半。
I told you already that the veil prevented anybody, even the high priest, from going into the Holy of Holies anytime he liked.
刚才我们讲过，这个幔子呢，其实也阻挡了大祭司呢，啊，他不能够啊，任何时间啊，就到神的前面。
Concerning the veil at the time when Jesus was living, the rabbis, the Jewish teachers, said that the thickness of that veil was one hand breadth thick.
当时的犹太的教师的一个解释的话，那个时候那个幔子的厚度呢，有一个手这么宽。
The veil was not just one piece of curtain.
它并不是一个薄薄一层布而已。
It was one breadth thick.
它是手掌的一个宽度。
And yet it was split into two when Jesus said, "It is finished."
但是呢，它却撕裂成两段啊。当耶稣说啊，成了的时候。
Let's consider how the veil was torn into two.
再来思想一下，这个幔子是如何断成两段的。
The different gospel writers described it in different ways.
不同的。 圣经的作者呢，用不同的话来描述。
Matthew and Mark said, "This is according to my King James Bible. It was torn in two."
那在马太跟马可呢的描述是裂成两半。
Torn in two means now the way of access into the presence of God was now made open.
那裂成两半的意思就是说，来到神面前的路呢，现在打通了。There
was a new way right in.
有一个新的道路呢，可以进到神的面前。Matthew
describes it also that it was torn from top to bottom.
在马太福音里面呢，也讲到这个裂开的方法呢，是从上到下。
From top to bottom must signify that it was an act of God.
从上到下的裂开呢，显明了这是神的作为。
If it was an act of man, it would be from bottom to top.
如果是人来把它撕裂了的话呢，它会从下往上裂。
And so God, on hearing the cry from His Son, "It is finished," tore the veil into two parts so that it would demonstrate the way into His access, the way into His presence was now made open.
所以当天父听到他儿子说成了的时候呢，他就从把这个幔子从上到下裂开，打开了这条路到他的面前。Luke
describes it as torn in the middle.
那在路加福音里面用的这个叙述呢，是从中间裂开。
The middle would lead to the mercy seat where God's presence is.
那这个幔子的中间呢，其实就是对到这个施恩座。
So it's access to God's presence.
就是表示可以来到神的面前。
It's wonderful, isn't it, to see how God symbolized the way of access into His presence made open when Jesus said, "It is finished."
所以我们可以看到，这就是神要显明，当耶稣说成了的时候，神打开了这一条来到他前面的路。
And this barrier of preventing the high priest from entering into the Holy of Holies was illustrated, demonstrated from hundreds of years back in the Old Testament.
那这个人来到神面前，这个幔子，其实呢，就在1000多年以前，就在这个圣经里面显明出来了。Now,
if you understand the veil in the tabernacle in the Old Testament, then you can understand Hebrews chapter 10 verses 19 and 20.
我们明了这个幔子，在旧约里面，它的这个。 功用的话，现在我们就可以明了希伯来书19:20节所说的。
You see, you cannot understand Hebrews without knowing the tabernacle.
我们知道，我们不明白帐幕的话呢，我们就不能够明白希伯来书里面所说的。
Just imagine, what do you understand by these words in verse 19?
这个希伯来书10:19节这边呢，
"Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way which He hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, His flesh."
弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。
Alright, the veil being parted, and you can go through I think you can understand. It's a new and living way.
我想我们现在就可以明了，这个幔子裂开呢，开了一条新路啊，我们可以经过。
But what does it mean when it says the veil which symbolizes or which is his flesh? How can a veil, a curtain, be the flesh of the Lord Jesus Christ?
那这边说啊，这个幔子啊是他的身体啊，那又是什么意思呢？
If you don't understand the tabernacle, you can never explain this verse.
如果我们不明白会幕的话，啊，我们就不懂这一句的意思。
The veil prevents people from accessing or from going into the very presence of God.
我们刚才讲过，这个幔子啊，其实是阻挡人来到神面前。
As long as Jesus Christ is in the flesh and is alive.No one can enter into the presence of God.
如果耶稣他仍然是这个在他的这个肉身的话呢，人是没有办法来到他的神的面前的。
His flesh must be crucified on that cross.
他的身体啊钉死了。
His flesh must be torn.
他的身体啊为我们撕裂了。
His flesh.He must die in order to give us this new and living way into the presence of God.
他一定要为我们牺牲啊，才开了这一条的路。
Now you see why it's so important to understand the tabernacle.
现在就知道啊，我们明了这个会幕是多么的重要。
But there is a side lesson for us to learn also.
但是除了这个以外，我们还有一些其他的功课。
There is always a barrier between the Gentile and the Jew.
在犹太人跟外邦人中间呢，也有一个阻隔。
Ephesians 2 and verse 14 to 18 tells us that there is a middle wall of partition between those who are near and those who are far.
以弗所书第二章这边有讲到呢，在这个犹太人跟外邦人中间呢，有着一个隔断的墙。
But because Jesus Christ has died, He has broken down the middle wall of partition, bringing those who are far and those who are near together to form one body.
但是耶稣基督呢，以他自己的身体废掉了这个冤仇就是这个墙，使得犹太人跟外邦人呢能够成为一个新人。
Now, in this one body, there is neither Jew nor Gentile.
在这个新人里面呢，就不再分犹太人还是外邦人。
That's why all of us, Jew or Gentile, born or free, when we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are baptized into the one body of Christ.
所以无论是犹太人是外邦人是自主的是为奴的。我们都是在基督里成为联合在一起成为一体。
As if it were the veil between the Gentile and the Jew is now broken, we are one.
所以也好像这个幔子裂开一样现在犹太人跟外邦人能够联合。
We now have a new and living way. Let us enter into the presence of God.Without any interference from anybody.
所以这边说我们要只管坦然无惧的来到神施恩宝座的前面。
We can now approach the throne of God, the mercy seat, to obtain mercy and grace in time of need.
我们现在可以来到施恩宝座的面前得到随时的帮助。
Right, now we come to the furniture.
现在我们要来看至圣所里面的物件。
In the Holy of Holies, there are two items of furniture.
在至圣所里面有两个物件。
Exodus chapter 25, verses 10 to 22.
出埃及记二十五章的十到二十二节。
You will note that in the instructions concerning the tabernacle, the instructions started with the ark. Exodus chapter 25, verse 10.
在出埃及第二十五章第十节的时候，先讲到约柜。
And from the ark and the mercy seat, it then goes down, 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 outwards to the brazen altar.
那 其实在出埃及记里面叙述呢，是先从至圣所里面的物件开始往外讲的。
That was more or less the order of instructions concerning the construction of the tabernacle given to Moses.
啊，这个就是神指示摩西啊建造这个帐幕的时候啊的一个顺序。
It started from God. It came down to man.
从神啊开始啊降到人。
God took the initiative.
神啊是采取这个主动的。
He wanted to dwell with man.
是他要来啊住在人的当中。
He wanted to meet with man.
啊是他要来啊跟人会面。
He started with the Ark of the Covenant and the Mercy Seat, and he went on right to the brazen altar in the outer court.
所以在圣经里面叙述呢，是从宣座啊约柜开始啊往外面讲啊，一直讲到这个外院。
That is why in verse 22 or chapter 25 we read concerning the Mercy Seat, God says, "There I will meet with men."
啊，所以在二十五章的时候，在这里讲到说，我就第二十二节，我要在那里与你相会。
But for man to enter into the presence of God, he must start from the brazen altar and then go right in.
但是人要来到神的面前呢，就要采取一个反向的一个路径，从祭坛开始呢。
All right, here is the Ark of the Covenant and the Mercy Seat.
我们现在就来看约柜跟施恩座。
It consists of a chest or a box.
那这个约柜本身呢，它就是像一个柜子一样的东西。
With a cover.
然后上面有盖子。
The cover is the mercy seat.
它上面的盖子其实就是施恩座。
On both ends of the mercy seat will be cherubim.
在施恩座的两头各有一个基路伯。
Right, let's consider firstly the Ark of the Covenant, 25:10-16.
好，我们先来看这个约柜的部分。
The materials and the measurements again.
我们在这边又要看它的材料跟它的尺寸。
The Ark was made of shittim wood.
也是皂荚木所做。
2.5 by 1.5 by 1.5.
两肘半这个宽一肘半深，然后一肘半高。
It was made of pure gold.
是这个包上这个纯金的。
Overlaid with pure gold.
用纯金来包上去的。
Inside and outside.
内外都是用纯金来包的。
With a golden crown around it.
然后也是做上金牙边。
And of course, the shittim wood.Overlaid with pure gold, we speak of the humanity and the deity of Jesus Christ.
一样的这个木头再包上黄金呢，就是同时讲到耶稣的人性跟神性。
Inside and outside, Christ, who is truly God and truly man. Chipping wood overlaid with gold.
它是完全的人也是完全的神。
Inside the Ark of the Covenant were three items.
在约柜这个柜子里面呢，摆了三样东西。
Hebrews, no. Hebrews 9:4 will tell us what.Was inside the Ark of the Covenant.
希伯来书九章四节这边告诉我们约柜里面放什么东西。
The contents of the Ark.
约柜里面放的东西。
All right. Inside the Ark, there were three items of three items.
在约柜里面所摆的三样东西呢
？Of course, at the beginning, when the tabernacle was constructed, these items were not there.
在约柜刚刚做好的时候，其实里面没有东西。
But in during the passage of time, one item after another were added in.
但是随着时间里面就放了一样又一样东西。
So that Hebrews 9:4 in the New Testament gives us an idea of what finally were the inside the Ark of the Covenant.
那希伯来书九章四节就是说，最后呢，月柜里面有这些东西了。
They were
the
tables of the covenant，
就是啊，写着这个十诫的啊，这个石板。
In Deuteronomy chapter 10 verses 1 to 5。
在生命记第十章的一到五节
，You remember before Deuteronomy, God had told Moses to come up to the mount and he would give him the ten commandments written on two tablets of stone.
我们记得神曾经呼召摩西啊到西乃山上啊，然后呢给他两块石板上面刻着啊十诫。
But when Moses came down, there was Aaron leading the people of Israel into idolatry.
当摩西从山上下来的时候呢，结果看到的是亚伦带着百姓呢在拜偶像。
They built the golden calf. They broke the first law, the first one or two commandments.
那他们呢再拜一个金牛犊啊，所以他们其实已经犯了十诫的第一跟第二条。
Thou shalt have no other god before me。
除我以外，你们不可以有别的神。
So God gave, sorry, God gave Moses a second chance with the Ten Commandments。
所以神再给摩西一次机会，再给他这样的石板。
He wrote the Ten Commandments again on another set of two tablets of stone.
所以又做了两个石板，然后神把这个十诫写在上面。
And these two tablets of stone were placed in the Ark of the Covenant, Deuteronomy 10 verses 1 to 5.
那第二次的这两个石板呢，就放在约柜里面。
Second one, the pot of manna.
第二个东西呢是盛着玛拿的金罐。
You remember the children of Israel were in the wilderness and they were murmuring that they did not have good food to eat.
我们记得呢，当以色列人在旷野里面呢，他们曾经抱怨说没有东西吃。
And God gave them manna from heaven.
神从天上降玛纳给他们。
It was the result of their murmuring against God.
那其实呢，是他们埋怨神的结果。
You can read about it in Exodus chapter 16, verse 33 and 34.
在出埃及记十六章里面找到。
That's the third one, Aaron's rod that budded.
第三个东西呢是亚伦发芽的杖。
Now, you will remember the children of Israel, they were against the priesthood.
我们也记得以色列人呢曾经他们要反抗违抗这个祭司的制度。
If you read Numbers chapter 17 verses 1 to 10, you will find how they rebelled against God's choice of Aaron and his family to be priests.
在民数记十七章的时候，我们可以看到以色列人他们要悖逆要抗议神拣选亚伦家做祭司这件事情。
No, they said it was not fair that Aaron and his family should be chosen as priests for Israel.
他们说，只选择亚伦这一家做祭司这是一件不公平的事情。
So there was this rebellion.
所以他们起来背抗神。
And God wanted to destroy them.
神本来要把他们都毁灭的。
But Moses pleaded on their behalf.
但是摩西呢为他们恳求。
Still they were punished.
但是他们还是遭到了惩戒。
And that of course went on to the Christ, the chosen priest for the church.
那当然这也是预表耶稣基督是神所拣选成为教会的祭司。
Now the Ark of the Covenant would be symbolic of the person of the Lord Jesus Christ on earth.
那整个约柜所表彰的是耶稣基督他在世上。
The contents in the ark would be a symbol of what he was on earth.
那约柜里面所装的东西呢是表彰
on earth.
耶稣在世上的时候。
Remember the ark was still made of shittim wood overlaid with pure gold.
约柜我们刚才记得它是皂荚木所做包上黄金。
the humanity and the deity of Jesus Christ.
表彰耶稣的人性跟神性。
Truly God and truly man.
完全的神也是完全的人。
And as such, he kept what was symbolized in the contents of the Ark of the Covenant.
他这个约柜里面所摆的东西所要表彰的。
He kept God's law.
他实际表彰他守了神的律法。
He came to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
他完成了完全的神律法的要求。
He was the bread of life, the manna from heaven.
那玛纳表现的耶稣基督是天上来的粮。
And he was Aaron's rod that budded.
他也是那亚伦发芽的杖。
We read in Isaiah chapter 11 verse 1, he was the rod of Jesse.
那以赛亚书十一章的地方讲到耶稣是耶西的根。
The Aaron's rod budded while the other 11 rods did remain dead.
那亚伦的杖发芽了其他十一个杖仍然是一个枯木头。
The Lord Jesus Christ said that he was like the seed that had fallen down and it must be dead, but when it's dead, it will bring forth into and bear fruit.
那耶稣呢他说就像一粒麦子落在地里死了就发芽生长而结出果子。
Then the almonds would be, of course, the fruit.
那在这里长出的杏其实就是果子。
The almonds were the flowers springing up from the rod, that dead rod.
在这里呢，亚伦的杖其实本来也是一个枯木，进来开花结杏。
And of course, that would speak of the Lord Jesus Christ as the resurrection.
那这里就是讲到耶稣他从死里复活。
And John 11:25, we read that he is the resurrection and the life.
在约翰福音十一章二十五节讲到说。复活在我，生命也在我。
So as the Ark of the Covenant,
所以这个约柜呢
，the Lord fulfilled the law.
在这里面的东西就表明了耶稣成全的律法。
Therefore, he could offer himself as the bread of life, the manna from heaven.
所以他能够献上自己成为生命的粮。
He died and he rose again, and he could fulfill that he was the resurrection and the life.
那他这个从死里复活为我们而死，死里复活也这个就像这个发芽的杖一样。
Finally, we end with the mercy seat.
然后我们再来看施恩座。
The mercy seat would be just the cover of the Ark of the Covenant.
这施恩座呢，就是盖在约柜上面的一个盖子。
So the specifications will be the same as the length and the breadth of the Ark of the Covenant.
所以它的长宽呢就跟约柜的顶是一样的。
The mercy seat was a cover upon the Ark of the same length and breadth. It was pure gold, and at either end were cherubim beaten out of one piece with it.
所以这个施恩座本身是一个约柜的盖子。跟约柜的长宽是一样是用这个一块的这个纯金所做的在两端各有一个基路伯。
At the two ends of the mercy seat were the cherubim with their wings outstretched as if ready to fly.
那这个基路伯呢，两个翅膀是像伸出来，好像要飞起来一样。
They looked down.Into the mercy seat.
基督伯的脸是向下看这个施恩座的。
Now, with the wings outstretched and ready to fly, that means they were ready to fly out to meet out judgment unto those who sin.
那这个翅膀就伸出来，要像飞起来的样子呢，就好像他们要去执行神的这个公义的这个要求了。
They look onto the mercy seat.
他们的眼向下看的时候
，They look into the mercy seat, and they will find the contents of the mercy seat.
但是他们向下看着的时候呢，就看到这个施恩座。
What would they find?
他们看到什么呢？
They would find the law.
他们看到约柜里面的石板表征律法。
And as they saw the law, they would realize that men had broken the law, therefore they were ready to fly out to take judgment on those who broke the law.
他看到石板的时候呢，他们想到人违背了神犯了律法所以他们要施行公义。
The pot of manna, it symbolized the murmuring of Israel against Moses and against God.
他们看到这个盛玛拿的金冠呢，这些以色列人他们发怨言抱怨神。
For that rebellion, the cherubim were ready to fly out and meet judgment.
那也是一种悖逆这个基路伯呢也要去刑罚他们。
Aaron's rod that budded would symbolize the rebellion of the people against God's choice of the high priest.
那亚伦的这个杖呢，其实也是说明了以色列人他们曾经悖逆神。
But of course, as they looked down, they saw all these three things which were the sins of the people, and they must take action.
那他们往下看的时候呢，他们看到这三样东西其实都说明人有罪他们就要来施行公义。
So it covers the table of the law.
所以这个牲座呢，它遮盖的有呢这个法板。
It might reminder of the golden calf apostasy.
这里呢就提醒说他们曾经拜过金牛犊。
It covers a pot of manna.
也还有盛玛拿的金冠。
A reminder of murmuring and unbelief.
就提醒说以色列人曾经抱怨不信赖神。
Aaron's rod, a reminder of the rebellion against God's chosen priest.
那这个亚伦的杖呢，也是一个提醒说他们曾经悖逆神。
But the mercy seat is a seat.Signifying the throne of God's grace and mercy.
但是施恩座呢，它所要表征的是神的恩典他的怜悯。
Exodus 25:22, we read just now. It is at the mercy seat that God will meet with men and commune with men.
那我们前面读过呢，二十五章的地方就是在施恩座那里神要与人会面。
So the mercy seat will be the meeting place where God can meet with men.
所以施恩座本身是一个会面的地方。
Right, I'm trying to hurry a little bit here. On the day of atonement,
在赎罪日那一天呢
？You can read about it in Exodus and Leviticus chapter 16.
在利未记十六章那里
，The high priest would go into the Holy place,
这个大祭司呢会进入圣所
，with fire from the brazen altar,
从祭坛那边拿到的这个火种
，in one hand,
在一手上
，and then with incense on the other hand,
在另外一手他有这个香炉
，he would go to the veil,
他进入幔子里面
，he would perhaps.Because there is no entrance, he would go under the veil, perhaps.
因为其实幔子是整片，并没有一个开口的，所以他也比较从底下钻进去。
He would put the fire onto the incense.
他把这个火种呢放到香炉里。
And there would be a lot of smoke filling up and covering up the holy place, the holy of holies.
然后呢，就会产生这些烟就充满了至圣所里面。
The cloud would then cover up the mercy seat and the ark of the covenant.
这个烟也就充满了这个施恩座。
Then he would go in.
然后他才进去。
Then he would take.Of the blood in his hand,
然后呢，他也带着外面祭物的这个血进去。
He would sprinkle the blood upon the mercy seat once.
他在这个施恩座上弹上这个血一次。
And in Leviticus chapter 16, it says that he would sprinkle the blood on the in front of the mercy seat seven times.
在这个利未记讲到呢，他在施恩座前面呢弹血七次。
I repeat, once on the mercy seat,
一次在圣座上,
seven times in front of the mercy seat.
七次呢, 在圣座前面,
the blood now covers the mercy seat.
那现在这个血呢, 就遮盖在圣座上,
the cherubim looking down now cannot see the contents in the Ark of the Covenant.
那现在基督国, 往下看的时候呢, 他其实看不到, 这个约柜里面的东西了。
The blood covers the blood on the mercy seat covers the contents.
这寄生的血呢, 就已经盖住了, 这个圣座以及底下的东西。
The cherubim sees the blood, therefore it cannot take action because the blood has been shed.
那基督伯他看到这个所流的血，他就不再采取这个公义的这些行动了。And
so now, why sprinkle the blood on the mercy seat once, but in front seven times?
那为什么在施恩座上弹血一次？ 然后在圣座前面弹血七次呢？
For God, the bloodshed once is enough.
对神而言，这个血只要一次就够了。
He looks down, he sees the blood, enough. He can forgive.
当他看到这个血，他就赦免了。
But for us,
对我们而言呢？
How many times many we ask ourselves, is it true that the Lord Jesus Christ died for us, shed his blood for us? Is it true that we can we cannot be judged again?
我们常常自问说，这是真的吗？ 我们是不是不会受到审判的呢？
We need seven times again and again the assurance, yes, Christ has shed his blood for you, you are forgiven.
我们要多次的在被这个确认说确实是如此，我们的罪已经得到赦免。And
so we find that God now can meet with man.
所以我们现在看到神跟人可以会面。And
you see this word mercy seat found again in Romans 3:25.
在罗马书的这个
Romans 3:25.
第三章第25节的地方，我们也看到施恩座。
It is the Greek word hilasteron.
这是希腊文的这个字。
And it means to atone, to cover.
在这里呢，就是讲到赦免，或者是遮盖。
Mercy seat is found again in the Romans, in the New Testament, in Romans 3:25 and 26. I mentioned just now.
这个施恩座呢，在罗马书的3章25节，就是刚刚讲到这个地方讲过。
First John chapter 2 verse 2.
在约翰一书的2章2节。
He is the propitiation for our sins.
他为我们的罪成为了这个救赎。
And so we find that Jesus Christ now is our mercy seat.
所以耶稣基督他就是我们的施恩座。
Right, we now end with this.
我们现在呢就以这个作为结束。
The connection between the mercy seat and the altar.
这个圣座跟祭坛的一个连结是什么呢？
Remember, I told you on the altar, 1.5 cubits, that was the netting, sacrifice was laid.
记得我们讲过。 这个祭物呢是放在一半高的地方，就是一肘半的地方。
The blood on the blood from the sacrifice was then carried into the Holy of Holies by the high priest and sprinkled on the mercy seat.
那
once
这个祭物的血呢，就一年一次被大祭司带到幔子里面，然后弹在这个施恩座上。
Alright, I explained all this already about the sprinkling of the blood on the mercy seat and in front of the mercy seat, Leviticus chapter 16 verse 14.
刚才我们讲过在圣座上弹血一次，然后圣座前七次。
So all believers in Christ now can approach the throne of grace to obtain mercy and grace in time of need. Hebrews 4:16.
所以希伯来书4:16也可以说，所有的相信耶稣基督的人，现在都可以来到诗人座前面，来领受神的怜悯。The
throne of grace is the mercy seat.
那这个神。
Hebrews 4:16.
希伯来书4:16，我们坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座面前。So 这个就是施恩座。So
let us not be afraid. Let us approach the throne of grace.
所以我们不需要惧怕，我们要坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前。The
blood of the Lord Jesus Christ had been shed for us.
耶稣基督的血已经为我们流出。The
veil is rent. Lord Jesus stands before the throne of grace.
这个幔子呢，裂开了，那就是耶稣基督。
And clouds of incense from his hands fill all that glorious place.
那这个香所升起来的这个烟，从他的手中充满了这个荣耀的地方。
His precious blood sprinkled there before and on the throne.
他的宝血洒在 施恩座上，以及施恩座前。
And his own wounds in heaven declare his work on earth is done.
他身上的伤，在天上呢，也宣告他在地上的工作已经完成了。With
him the holiest of all cleansed by his precious blood.
在至圣所内，已经为他的宝血所洁净。
Before thy throne, thy children fall and worship thee, our God.
在他的宝座前面，他的子女呢，跪下来敬拜他。I
hope tomorrow when we come together, the Lord's Supper will be more meaningful to us.
希望明天当我们再聚集来领受主餐的时候呢，我们会更深切地感受到它的意义。Has
given us a new and living way. Let us go in.
他赐给我们这个新的一个活的道路，让我们就走进去。
The veil is rent.
这个幔子已经撕裂了。There
is now no sacrifice, no altar. Jesus is ours.
那现在呢，不再需要献祭了。耶稣基督的这个救恩已经完成了。May
the grace of God be upon all of you.
那愿耶稣的恩典与我们每一位同在。By
the way, I have actually not finished.
其实我还没有讲完。There
is plenty more.
其实还有很多。
If you want to get the rest, I suggest that you go to my website.
那你希望得到这些完整的内容的话呢，你可以到我的网站。
I have not put my website here. Tomorrow I give you my website.
那我在这个里面没有我网页的资料，不过明天我会给大家看。
On the website, you can download the notes. If you find it too difficult copying the notes,
那其实在我的网页上面呢，有我的讲章的大纲。
You can download the PowerPoint.
我的投影片的这个稿子也有。
You can download what you heard me speaking.
你其实也可以下载我讲到的录音。
If you are not tired of my voice, you can listen all over again.
你不厌烦我的声音的话，你就可以再听一遍。
Thank you very much for your patience.
谢谢大家。